Welcome to the Savvy Dentist Podcast with Dr. Jesse Green, the show where great dentistry meets great business. Listen in each week as we bring you an inspiring person who will share their story, ideas, and business techniques to help you create a practice and a life you love. And now introducing your host, Dr. Jesse Green.
Hello everyone, it's Jesse Green here. Welcome back to SavvyDentist.com and to the Savvy Dentist Podcast. Great to have you company for another episode of the show. Now, if you're new to the podcast, welcome along. It's great to have you here. And if you're an old hand and you've been around before, well, welcome back. It's great to have you here too. Now, today I want to talk about a topic which is probably not super sexy, but I think it's really important to success in any kind, and it's definitely important to business success as well. And that is the topic of discipline. And there's a famous quote by one of the early motivational speakers, a fellow by the name of Jim Rohn, and he says, "You can either suffer the pain of discipline or the pain of regret." And it's a really interesting quote because I think if we're going to be successful in any endeavor, we need to do the work. And one of the things I've observed over the years is the people that I see who have succeeded in any particular endeavor have always, always, always been willing to do the work. And doing the work requires a level of discipline. So I'm a bit of a cricket fan. I love cricket. I love everything about it. I particularly love test cricket. And one of my favorite cricketers of all time is Australia's batsman, Steve Waugh. And Steve Waugh entered the Australian cricket team, I think he was a teenager still, in the mid-1980s, about 1985, I think it was. And he played for about 16 or 17 years to the early 2000s. And Steve Waugh was a really tough cricketer. And one of the things I really liked about Steve Waugh is his ability to analyze his game and his ability to be very disciplined in his approach to it. And so just as an example, you know, there was a period of time where a bowler would bowl him a bouncer and he would take the hook shot on. And at some point or another, he was consistently getting caught in the outfield after hooking the ball and he'd lose his wicket. And so what that meant is he had done the work, he'd analysed his game, he realised he was vulnerable to that short ball and he just took the hook shot out of his game. So what that meant is that when the ball came past, he would just not play it. And if you were to look at Steve Waugh's game, if you were to plot all the different balls that have been bowled to him, what you realise is he had a sweet spot. He would hit the balls that were in his sweet spot and he would leave the balls that were outside of his sweet spot, whether it be the hook shot or other shots. He'd just eliminate those things out of his game. He had very specific rules for engaging with a cricket ball. He would, if it was in the particular zone, he'd have a go at it. If it was outside that zone, he'd leave it through. And that requires a lot of discipline. And so I've been thinking about the discipline required in a business. And as a practice owner, we have so many things coming at us at all times that it's easy to lose focus. It's easy to lose discipline. And then if we're not disciplined, we end up living with the regret that comes afterwards. So I thought, well, why is it that some people aren't disciplined? And how do we fall off the discipline bandwagon? And I reckon there's a couple of key things that go on. And the first, I guess, reason why some people swing at things or take on things that they ought not to is perhaps fear. And this is coming from a place of scarcity. And they sometimes feel that if they don't do this particular thing, they're either going to be left behind or the opportunity is going to pass them by or someone else is going to take the opportunity because there's only a certain amount of opportunities. And one of the things I'd ask you to reconsider is to adopting an abundance mentality rather than a scarcity mentality. There is plenty of work for all the dentists in the country and beyond. There's plenty of work for everyone. And all we need to do is to make sure that we keep that frame of mind that's open and abundant. And we know that the work will come through. Now, of course, we can't just manifest things into being. We have to do the work. We have to do the hard yards. But having the right mindset makes a huge difference. And when you are coming from an abundance mindset, it means you're okay to let some opportunities pass you by that are not in your sweet spot. And when you go outside of your sweet spot, you end up doing things that take you away from your core goal and you run the risk of losing in the sporting sense, you're losing your wicket, but in the business sense, perhaps spending time, effort, energy, money on things that don't produce the results you're actually seeking. So the first reason is fear. And I think fear is a really important emotion to try and understand and to try and get control of as well. Now, the second big reason why people take a swing at things outside of their sweet spot is because they're over-eager. And yeah, sometimes you feel like, you know, especially when you're new in business, you feel like, hey, I'm in this game of business. I've got to hit everything that comes my way. I've got to be Dr. Yes, as Richard Branson. I've got to take up every opportunity. I've got to say yes to everything. And I feel like I have to, you know, kind of hit every ball in the cricketing parlance. But I guess one of the things I'd encourage you to do is to understand that it's about doing the right things the right way. It's about doing the things that actually move the needle in your business. And, you know, in a clinical sense, that could be taking on the right patient, for providing the right service at the right fee. But in the business owner sense, it could be doing the right project at the right time to have maximal impact in the business. So again, there's a tendency for some of us to be a little bit over eager in those earlier years particularly. And I'd say as you get a little bit older, a little more experienced, hopefully you become a little more discerning. And if you're the sort of person that kind of, you know, jumps at every opportunity, I'm going to ask you to evaluate your opportunities in a different way. You know, ask yourself, does this opportunity move me closer to my goals? Does it move the needle? And if it's a yes, that's great. If I say yes to this opportunity, what else am I going to have to say no to? And is that worth saying no to? And if I say yes to this opportunity, where else might I get jammed up in my capacity, my bandwidth, and so on, meaning that I drop other projects or other balls that I've currently got in play? So again, being overeager. A third one that I see is apathy. And apathy is, look, it's very, very insidious. And what I notice, particularly with business owners that have been around the block a couple of times, is sometimes they feel a little bit tired, a little bit jaded, and even at times a little bit cynical. And they get to the I know syndrome. I know this won't work. I've tried this before and it doesn't work. And what I'm going to say to you is that if you know everything, then ultimately you're leaving yourself closed to so many different things. You know, having that sense of I know means that, you know, the arms are folded, the body language is closed down. Rather than being open to thinking, how can I do things, it becomes, you know, very, very negative. But apathy is one of those insidious things that I see typically in older practitioners who, as I said, have been around the blocks a couple of times, and they feel like there's nothing new to learn, and they feel like they've got everything kind of down pat. And the truth of the matter is no one knows everything about business. No one knows everything there is about dentistry either, for that matter. And of course, business and dentistry are constantly evolving, constantly changing. So of course we can't know everything. And that should provoke a sense of curiosity. And what I'm going to say to you is if you're not getting the results from your practice, if you're not getting the results from your life, if you're not getting the results from your dentistry even, then perhaps be curious to understand, well, why am I not getting those results? Why am I not getting the outcomes I really am striving for? And be willing to be curious, be willing to re-engage with either the business side, if that's the situation for you, or the clinical side, if that's for you as well. But re-engage and to find the energy and the drive and the passion rather than battling with apathy or a sense of, you know, I just don't care, right? A bit of indifference. We want to get emotionally connected to our business. We want to get emotionally connected to our goals. And to do that, we need to engage with that. And so apathy is a silent destroyer, of course, as well. And I guess the final thing that I talk about in terms of, you know, why people go outside their sweet spot is sometimes there's drama in people's life. It's a great expression that when emotions are high, intelligence is low. And sometimes when we're going through a period of high emotional, I suppose drama is the word, then our decision-making capability tends to be diminished. And what that can mean is we take a swing at things we ought not to, we take on things we shouldn't, we say yes to things that we come to regret, or even, you know, we just make poor decisions in general. So if you are going through a period of high drama, then it's really important to understand and appreciate that your decision-making capacity may not be as good as it normally is, and to perhaps let that drama settle for a little while before you start making, you know, big decisions in your business. When it does come to decisions, just also remember that there are one-way door decisions and two-way door decisions. And what I mean by that is one-way door decisions are those decisions that are generally irreversible or at the very least are reversible, but with a lot of effort and a lot of cost, right? And they're the sort of one-off decisions you want to get right from the get-go. And, you know, in life, you might, you know, be, you know, marrying the right person, deciding whether or not to have children, going to business or not. You know, they're kind of big decisions, right? Two-way door decisions, on the other hand, though, are things that you can easily reverse out of. So if you're going through a period of high drama, the big decisions, the one-way door decisions, are the ones that you don't really want to be making during a period of high emotional stress or high emotional drama. The two-way door decisions, where it's easier to, you know, reverse the decision or to retreat or to change tack or whatever it is, you know, generally those are less consequential and you're probably okay with that. But for those big decisions, definitely, definitely, definitely let the dust settle before you start taking on big stuff. So anyway, back to Steve Waugh. Let's hope that as business owners, we can be as disciplined as Steve Waugh is, because when we apply discipline to our business and we're executing the priority tasks, it means we're going to get the outcomes we're seeking, because it's about executing of the right things or execution of the right things that deliver results. And when we stray outside of that, you know, that key and priority execution, we start doing all this random stuff, it's when we use a lot of energy and effort and we end up going nowhere. So please remember to identify those key things that move the needle in your practice and be disciplined in the pursuit of executing those things. So anyway, that's it for me this episode. I hope you found that helpful and look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Savvy Dentist podcast. For more episodes, go to drjessegreen.com/savvydentist. And to discover how to build a high-performance dental practice, visit drjessegreen.com and download the free report.